first topic, Be'ezer Hashem, for the halachos of Daf Ches, is the significance of davening where one learns. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they daven particularly in the place that they would learn. There is a very interesting machlokes hapoiskim. What exactly was the case of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi? Were we talking about an instance where they davened where they learned, even though there was no minyan? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Tzarfas felt that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were teaching us, even in a case where there is no minyan, better to daven where you learn, because Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Davened Amal Shalacha, don't underestimate the koach of the place that you learn, to the point that it's a better place to daven. However, from the Rambam in Perik, in Tefillah, Perik Ches Halacha Gimel, it seems that Beis HaMedrash only has the advantage if you're able to daven in a minyan in both places. However, if the Beis HaKnesses has a minyan and the place where you learn does not, so then in such a case, one should choose the Beis HaKnesses. This finds its way already into the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes in Simin Sadi, Sif Yud Zayin, Beis HaMedrash Kavua Kadosh Yosem Mi Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaMedrash that is Kavua, where you consistently learn, that has greater sanctity than Beis HaKnesses. So mitzvah is palabal Yoser Mi Beis HaKnesses. A mitzvah to daven there more than a shul, Vuhu Shi Yispalel Basara. He follows the opinion of the Rambam that says that this is only if they're a minyan. However, the Rambam disagrees. V'yesh omrim dafilu b'lo asara odof l'ispalel b'beis ha-medrash kabal. There are some who say, it's not clear if Rambam is totally rejecting the Mechaber, but he quotes it as a yesh omrim. There are some who say that it's better even to daven where you learn, even if it's going to be out of minyan. V'dafka mi she'torasum nasa v'enim ispatel b'lav hachi. And we're only talking about someone whose his profession literally means his profession is Torah, and he anyhow would not be mispatel. Nevertheless, the Ramah concludes from the Tshuvas Harosh, Bafilu hachi lo yargil atzmo lasas ked. A person shouldn't get accustomed to do this. Shelo yilmadu amei aretz menu v'yispatel v'beis haknesses. If you're someone who really learns that much, people will say, davening in shul is not so important. And therefore, even someone who's Tarasum Naso, that there are times that there, according to the Ramah, there is an advantage to daven where you learn without a minyan. Nevertheless, people might err in seeing you do that, and therefore it should not be something that's consistently done. My Rebbe Rav Nevenstahl, in the back of the Mishnah Berurah that has the RSB Yitzchak Yikare, basically cuts down for most people, even people who merit to be involved most of their days in Torah, to. He basically says that this Ramah is not shayach for most of us today. And his language is the expression of Torasum Naso. He writes, HaGeder Shal Misha Torasum Naso Hu Adam She'en Lo Panoi L'Shum Dovar Milvad Limud HaTorah Ve'en Ze Motsui Kol Kach Etzlenim. We're only talking about a person who has no time for anything else except for Torah. How many people who are even officially involved with jobs of Torah have no time except for Torah? So basically, this Ramah is not shayach. There were a few gedolim, maybe we won't name, who is known that at times they did daven the yechidus. Those gedolei Torah were known as Torasum Naso. Obviously, every person needs to make his own cheshbon, but according to Rav Nevin Sagdara, most people are knocked out, even if one would follow the Ramah. Kedarko Bekodesh, Rav Nevin Sal has a beautiful ha'ara on our Gemara, and as described in the Shulchan Aruch, of a Beis HaMedrash being of greater Kedusha and Beis HaKnesses, because learning takes place there. He begins, in a few lines, I'd like you to read you his language, he begins to describe the different levels of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael, and talks about its value vis-a-vis Tefillah, and ends with a stunning remark. In the back of Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Nun Gimel, in the B'Yitzchak Yikari edition of the Mishnah Berurah, he writes the following. Mitzvah ases b'makom kadosh chashuva yosem asher osa mitzvah b'makom pachos kadosh. If a person does a mitzvah in a place that has greater Kedusha, it has greater standing. V'chein mitzvah anisis bizman kadosh chashuv v'yoser me'asher osa mitzvah bizman acher. Also, time is critical. V'chein mitzvah anas al yedei adam kadosh, if it's done by someone who is of greater kedusha, chashuv v'yoser me'asher nas al yedei adam pachos mizeh. For those who are familiar with Kabbalah, Rav Neven Zal is making reference to the ideas of makom and zman and adam, and using them in the context of halacha as well. Mitzvah nasis be'eretz Yisrael, he mitzvah amitis, yosem mi mitzvah hanasis bechutzlar. It's taking the above logic. A mitzvah that's done in Eretz Yisrael has more, the Lashon Rav Neven Zal has more emes to it than a mitzvah that's done in chutzlarz. Ki bechutzlarz, ki ma mitzvah rak v'bchinas, hitzivi loch siyunim, kimo shikasa rashi v'ramban, the famous Ramban that says that chutzlarz is guideposts for us in Eretz Yisrael. After gam chiyu b'pchinas hatzivim ad loch siyunim hichiyuv d'oraisa. Of course, he says, don't make the mistake, those who say it's practice, that's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, of course it's a practice, but we see there are higher levels of Kedusha and lower levels of Kedusha. Avodas habara amitis hirak b'Eretz Yisrael. Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in truth, is only in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutzar zuchas v'chalu b'chinas ovdei avodazara b'tahara. I will not translate those words. Ovdei avodazara. V'nistapakti. And Rav Neven Zal says, based on this, I have the suffix, im kara kriyishma b'chutzar. If someone read Krishma in Chutzar, so batov zman Krishma l'Eretz Yisrael im yachzar v'yikra. Because it's higher madrega of Eretz Yisrael, if you come to Eretz Yisrael during zman Krishma, maybe you should read Krishma again. He doesn't conclude, but he has a suffix. He continues, tefillah b'Yerushalayim hamikudeshes adifal tefillah b'shar Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim has greater kedusha. What my Rebbe is referring to is that the Mishnah Ksuvis says that there is a mitzvah to move from Chutzar to Eretz Yisrael, and a mitzvah move from Ramat Beit Shemesh to the Old City. Tefillah b'migdash adifa. Tefillah in the Migdash is greater than in Yerushalayim. U'bizman hazeh, here is a little bit of a beautiful chish, and he says, today, since the Migdash was the source of the Shekhinah, ha'koysel ha'maravi hu makom ha'shekhinah, there are midrashim described the koysel ha'maravi as the place of Shekhinah, v'umakom ha'muvchah l'spalabo, and that's the ideal place to daven. Beis HaKnesses adam fistam bayis. A Beis HaKnesses there is also greater than a regular house. Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Kedol Mekedushas Beis HaKnesses. And a Beis HaMedrash is greater than Beis HaKnesses. Makom Shaos Adam Lamad Bo Adaf Al Stam Beis HaMedrash. And if you learn that Beis HaMedrash, it's even better than a Stam Beis HaMedrash. Lachain. Excuse me. Leven Yeshiva, for a Ben Yeshiva. Ha Yeshiva Hi Mekom Limudo. The Yeshiva is his place of learning. Here he concludes with an astonishing line. Ben HaYeshiva Mekabel Ben Yeshiva Muslim Velina Meshubad. Yeshiva, a person who is supported by the yeshiva, he eats and sleeps there, he should be connected to the yeshiva. Vim holech l'espalo b'kos ha'maravi, Remetzal, who lives in the old city, is referring to very particular yeshivas, v'amevin yavin, those boys don't daven in the yeshiva, and they go to daven at the kotel, u'kadome yitachein to have a mitzvah habo ba'avera. So even though the ultimate place to daven is manazeh the kotel ha'maravi, it could be because a person is meshubid to his yeshiva, so then in such a case, it might be a mitzvah baba avera to go to a place where there is greater kiddush. Be noted that I've seen that Rav Neven Zal actually lives in halacha at the times that he doesn't have responsibilities to daven in the shul where he acts as the Rav of the old city in the Ramban shul. He will daven often at the Kosel HaMaravi in his modesty with everybody else. And he will just blend in to the crowd, of course, except for on Shabbos morning at his Vasikin Minyan. So we conclude by seeing that it is a machlokis rishonim, whether it might even be advantageous to daven a place with greater kedusha without a minyan. The only problem is that a Beis Medrash might have that advantage only if it's toraso umnaso, and that halach would apply for very few people, bizman hazeh, but there is a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah about pshat in our Gemara. Bezer Hashem, the second topic for the halacha is the requirement of reading Shnayim Mikra ve'echot Targum, and this is one of the cases where, if we just look at the Tosos on the daf, we will see many, many of the halachos that emerge for Shnayim Mikra ve'echot Targum, and we will add just a couple of others from the poskim. The Mechaber writes in Siman Reish Pei Hei, Afal Pi Sha'adam Shemea Kol HaTorah Kula Kol Shabbos B'tzibur Chayiv L'krosa Ba'atzmo Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Tosas points out that don't think that Targum means in Chesem Ralph Dibur HaMatzel Shnayim that it means simply the translation. If one would want to do the Torah two times, then read the art scroll translation in English, according to Tosos, that would not work. And the reason for that, Tosos points out that the Gemara in Megillah and in other places says that Targum often has built inside of it many, many Mamore Chazal. And therefore, simply a translation, even if the translation is a translation that's based on Chazal, nevertheless, Tosos concludes strongly, Ein lomar b'shum loshem pam shlishus ki im b'loshem targum. One should do specifically with targum, as described by Chazal, that targum was written with ruach hakodesh. There is, however, one possible substitute for the targum, and many in Klal Yisrael follow this substitute, and that's found in Reish Pei Hei Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Im lomar da parsha b'pirush Rashi choshes kmo targum. If you unread Pirush Rashi, it's considered like Targum, because Rashi adds more, says the Mishnah Berurah, than the Targum has. In other words, he's Targum plus. The Mechaber concludes, V'rei Shemayim Yukra Targum V'gam Pirush Rashi. Nevertheless, for those who have Yura Shemayim, they should also read the Targum, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, because Targum has the Maila that it was Nitin B'Sinai, and it could very well be that that's why the Mechaber used the expression Yira Shemayim, that someone who has, even if it's not going to necessarily help his limud, but this of awesomeness of what was given in Shemayim, then one would read the Targum as well as Rashi. Another set of halachas about Shnayim v'mikra v'echa Targum could be found in Tosas, the Ramaskal Yashlim, and fleshed out in Shulchan Aruch Reish Pehei, and that is that Tosas raises that when it comes to the halachas of get, when one writes the Shabbos, let's say Shabbos Parshas Korach. So when we say the week of Parshas Korach, that only starts from Wednesday. Yet, nevertheless, when it comes to Maver Sedra of the week of Parshas Korach, then already starting from Sunday, it already begins. So long as the Mechaber is Meduyak and Reish Pehei, Miyoyim Rishon Ve'elech Choshev Im HaTzibur. It's considered as if you've read with the tzibur. In other words, for the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah, it's considered with the tzibur, even though it won't be that way for other halachas. Tosas then goes on to quote that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he was nifter, asked his kids, he commanded his children, Shaloi soichlu lechem b'shabbos ad shetigmaru kol haparsha, that they should not eat on Shabbos before they had completed the entire parsha. In other words, completed Shnayim Mikra Echa Targum. The Be'er Heitev quotes from the Kavanas Hari in Oz Dal Reish Pehei that was only said in the case of an onus, that if lichatchila one is supposed to finish Shnayim Mikra already on Friday, if he was an onus, so then in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said to finish before you eat. If one misses finishing it by the meal of Shabbos day, Tosfos concludes that it's shapi or dummy for one to conclude later on. This is also found in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dal Vin Lohish Kodem Achila Yashem Achar Achila Ad Mincha V'Yesh Omerim Ad Reviv Shabbos. The next step is to finish it before Mincha. Some say that if one's not able to do that, to finish it before the next Wednesday. And some say that one has until what is referred to as Simchas Torah to finish up the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. How should one do the Shnayim Mikra? How should one space it? So, in Rav Nevinzal's Sefer Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, he points out that there are some who feel that I'll pick up on page Kutzadi Aleph, that one should learn specifically on Friday after Chatzos. Some have the custom, as per the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Pehei Sifkat and Zayin, as well as it seems the Minhag HaGra, to read every day, starting from the first day and on. As we saw in Tosfos, already it's considered part of the week. Rav Nemetzal points out that those who read according to the Aliyah, that he doesn't think there's too much of a source. Rather, he says that the best way to read is from to break up the parshios into its small parshios, what we refer to as Psucha and Stuma, and then to read the Targum or Rashi based on what custom. The idea of breaking it up per Aliyah, he claims, even though it might, I would add, be convenient in terms of pacing oneself as well, nevertheless, there's no makar for that in terms of Shnayim Mikra, of doing Sunday the first Aliyah and Monday the second Aliyah. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Vav of Reish Pei Hei points out that one should try not to be mafsik in Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum, and it's a tov, a dover that's a tov yofem ma'od to do. V'chein re'isi medagdikin osakein v'chein roi lebalis nefesh. Conclusion Mishnah Brura Shiur Knesset Gdol. In the Sharet Zion, he's even stronger. Sharet Zion says, when did I say in the Mishnah Brura not to be mafsik? That's only between Parsha and Parsha. However, Be'emza Inyan, he says, Chazal's expression, Aposek v'divrei Torah v'osek v'divrei Sicha, Machlin osek v'acher l'v'rsamin, he has to eat burning coals, that refers to someone who's mafsik in the middle of a Parsha. So it seems that the Sharet Zion is very strong, even though the whole Parsha would only be a Hidur, but not to be mafsik within the Parsha, he seems to be very firm about. My Rebbe, the Amshin of a Rebbe, Zichrono Levracha, who was my Sandik, they tell a story, Rabbi Yosela, they tell a story about a chassid that came to visit him when he was towards the end of being Mavir Sedra Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, after Shviz, and the chassid came in, did not realize, and he said, Shalom Aleichem. And without flinching, the Rebbe immediately responded, Shalom Aleichem, and he spoke with him, and the Gaboim noticed that after the chassid left, the Rebbe calmly turned back to the beginning of the parasha and started again. A chumrah should not go on the expense of others, and always one should greet others as my great Rabbeim did, b'sefer panim yof. It is interesting to note that in Simen Reish Lamechesiv Katan Aleph in the Sharet Zion, he points out that there are some who have the custom not to learn Mikra, Torah, at night. It seems that that is something that has been more Mikubal, more accepted by Sfardim than Ashkenazim. It's an idea al pi Kabbalah. I heard this also from Rav Nevinson, as well brought down in his Halachas of Shnayim Mikra in Volume 2. In Yerushalayim B'Maodeh. However, he says Ashkenazim are makel about this. Some Sfardim are machmir. However, Rav Nevinson pointed out that the very important chumash for Sfardim, the Chokli Yisrael, has Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum for Friday night. Although his children add that the Sefer Yisod, Shorash Avoda, says that learning Mikra with a Perish would be Mutter. And the dangers, Alpi Kabbalah, of learning Mikra at night would not apply. In terms of the actual discussion of whether Targum is better versus Rashi, we mentioned that, the Beis Yosef has, that Targum was Nitna B'Sinai. Rav Nevinzal's choker the following chakira in terms of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. What is the requirement of Shnayim Mikra? Is it that we're recreating that which was at Sinai? Maybe that's the opinion of the Beis Yosef, and that's why Targum would be better. However, if it's about us understanding the Parsha, and this is why the Mishnah Brura also extols, particularly learning Rashi, so then in such a case, Rashi does more than the Targum. So if we look at Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum as some type of recreation of Kabbalah HaTorah, so then Targum would be the optimal choice. However, if it's a component of Talmud Torah, so then, and Havanah HaTorah, then Rashi might very well be more advantageous. That's sort of Nevinzal's take on the Yisod of that Machlokis. Finally, the Mechaber Paskins, in the last Halach and Reish Pei Hei Zayin, that the Chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum only applies on the Parshiyos of Shabbos. Ein Tzarech Likros Parshas Yom Tov. One does not need to read the Parshas Yom Tov. The Mishnah Brura describes the reason for that is the Kfar Kara, Kol HaTorah Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat Tov. If you do every week, so then that would be enough. I leave off with a Tzarech Iyun. I believe I heard from Reb Lezer Yehuda Finkel, the son of Rav Elia Baruch Finkel, that there are some who feel that one needs to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum on Parshas Zachar and Parshas Parah and so on. It would seem that according to the rationale of the Mishnah Brura here, then there would be no requirement in such a case. And I don't see, looking at these halachas quickly in the Mishnah Brura, where there is a mashmos, according to the Mishnah Brura, that there would be a chayiv to read on the four parshios. This Ezer Hashem concludes these two topics, fascinating topics of halacha, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, as well as davening in a place with greater Kedusha due to Talmud Torah and other milas of Kedusha.